This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
I welcome you back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to our Friday broadcast from WGOD, and we're getting ready to play. This is part three of this message here. I don't even think we're going to wrap it up today, but this is part three of the message I just preached last Sunday at the church that I pastor here in Merritt Island, Florida, and that is Island Community Church. I specify Florida because we are on the air on WDZY, Richmond, Virginia, right now. It's 8:30 in the morning, Friday morning. Paul Esposito here with you. Thank you for taking the time to tune in today to You see, God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you. He always has truth to share with you when you tune into His frequency. And that's what we're doing here today. We're finding out that God has authenticated everything Jesus Christ ever said by raising Him from the dead. And we're finding out that God has appointed a day, kind of like a day on the calendar, like the Battle of the Bulge or D-Day or Pearl Harbor Day. Well, there's another square there, you see, and it's the day that God's going to judge the secrets of men. And that's what we're looking at here today. This is part three of this message. I invite you out to Island Community Church. If you live in the area, Central Florida, Merritt Island, Sunday morning at 10:30, look for the podcast here at WGOD Radio coming up. And we'll probably wrap this up on the radio on Monday. It's too important to let the end go. If you'd like to hear it now, you can download it at WGOD Radio on Facebook. Or email me, I'll mail you the link or the disc, paul@wmiefm.com.
The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy's just trying to make you scared. An associate pastor said in my office this morning that this is a test run. This is a test run to see how many faithful people are going to follow the Lord. And people are volunteering. There's not even anyone forcing any. People are volunteering. Churches are volunteering to not worship and shut the door. There's not even a threat. Because I hear crickets in here. Let me move on with the truth. I said, truly, these times, no, God says, Paul says, God's servant, it says, these times of ignorance, God has winked at. But now He commands all men and women everywhere to repent, because He has appointed a day in which He will judge the world. You can escape the coming judgment. Now, here's a glimpse of what that judgment looks like. If you'd like to turn with me, Revelation chapter 20. And we're going to go to verse 11. Or I could end it now and say goodbye to everyone, but I think you can humor me for another 10 minutes, right? Let me continue now. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne, and Him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled, I bet. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were open. And another book was open, the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it. And death and Hades or hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every one of them, according to their works. Then death and hell, or Hades, were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, just like a voice crying out in the wilderness, is the Apostle Paul on Mars Hill, saying, truly, these times of ignorance, that is, I didn't know, truly, these times of ignorance, God has overlooked. But now, he's commanding all men and women everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness. Oh, there's the trouble. I mean, he's not going to judge on a curve. I used to watch American Idol. It's not going to be Simon and Randy or the judges and Paula Abdul. No, the judge is Jesus Christ, the man in the glory. There's the standard by which you'll be judged. You'll be judged in accordance with what you have done with Jesus Christ. John wrote, to as many as received him, to them he gave the right or the power to become sons of God. Not only do you have the authority, you've got the right, like anyone else, to become a son and a daughter of God by receiving Jesus Christ, as the Bible has declared to you. Nextly, the Apostle Paul says in his sermon, he has given assurance of all this by raising him up from the dead. That's why we're here this morning. The resurrection is the great showstopper. Any person can claim anything that they want, but sooner or later, either their bones or their ashes are going to be laid somewhere. Right? This is why these evil idiots on television are in a mad quest to find the bones of Jesus. You ever seen the TV shows before? On the Discovery or the Sci-Fi channel? It might as well be sci-fi. It's a fiction. Let's discover the bones of Jesus together. So they travel because they know he married Mary Magdalene, and they go to England looking for his bones. Because if you find the bones of Jesus, it's all over, friend. Throw the book out, because no grave holds Jesus Christ. That's why we're here today. Read Psalm 16, verse 7. Peter preached it on the day of Pentecost. He said, you will not let your Holy One suffer decay. When you go to his grave today, you can pay a couple dollars and go on a tour and you can see it, but there ain't no bones in there, baby. There's no bones in there. Even Peter said, you can find David's bones. They're right over here. You can find Moses' bones. As a matter of fact, Satan and an archangel got into an argument over Moses' bones. You'll find them too. Well, actually, you won't find them, because God said you won't find them. But they still argued over them. But you ain't finding the bones of Jesus. And we're Christians, and that's what sets us apart from everyone else. That's my message to you today. This is what sets Christians apart from everyone else, is that when you die and leave this world, you go up now. The Bible says to be absent from the body is present with the Lord. When you die and leave this world, I believe the angels will come and take your spirit away and take you up to heaven, where you will meet the King. Now, Muhammad's bones are still in a grave somewhere. So is Buddha and anyone else. And anyone can blurt out whatever they want from this pulpit, but you're going to find their bones at some day. But Paul says here, he has given assurance of this by raising him from the dead, meaning every word that Jesus ever said, God authenticated when he raised him up from the dead. And that's what makes him and sets him apart from everyone else. Praise God. Hallelujah. And now, church, what's required of you this resurrection morning is that you believe in the resurrection. That's what's required of you this morning. Believe Jesus rose again. And believe you will rise again. Believe you will rise again. You've got to believe this. Maybe you've never heard that before. Paul wrote, Romans 10:9, if you confess, homo legeo, that means speak the same thing. The same thing as what? As God declares about his son. That is to be in agreement with him. Homo legeo. Homo means the same. Legeo means to speak. You're agreeing with God on what God has said about his son. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, or the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that, what does it say? God has raised him from the dead. Notice how that's required for your salvation. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And I'm sorry to inform you this morning, you cannot fake believing in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. It's got to be real. And that faith to believe comes from above. It's a gift. Your faith is a gift from God. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone boast about it. There is no fire insurance. You got to believe in your heart. In order for you to confess with your mouth, it's got to be real. You've got to believe that God raised them up from the dead. And if you do, you shall be saved. Do you believe in the resurrection? And you watching this live on Facebook or here in the podcast, you in Virginia listening, do you believe in the resurrection? It's the very heart and soul of the gospel. Now, Jesus said this to Lazarus' sister, perhaps the most famous person in the Bible to ever be temporarily raised from the dead. And then I promise we're done. You can go home. Eat all the ham that you want. John 11:38. Upon seeing his friend Lazarus dead and people grieving because of the death of a loved one, John 11:38. Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, he came to the tomb. And it was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. So Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time, the King James says, he stinketh.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor